XL Mobile.
Morning, I didn't get your call. All of it. KO4DK. Patrick on this end. How are you?
Okay, this is KO4NNH. That is Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred. I'm currently mobile along 185. I'm actually doing well. How are you, Patrick?
Well, it's beautiful up here in Penrose this morning. Nice and cool.
I'm actually driving along 185 to make my way up to the Greer area. I'm actually leaving the Piedmont area. Just got off work. I'm actually off work right now, so.
Sorry. You be careful out there driving this time of day down there.
Chad Patrick, KO4NH still monitoring.
KO4HKX. Hey, aren't you the one that listens to the radio while you're working and checks in every now and then?
Yeah, I normally check in before I head into work. I actually got a brand new mobile setup. I'm running a new radio that can actually hit the repeater from just about anywhere I'm at now in the upstate. But yeah, sometimes I'll have to check in at work, especially if I want to rack to.
I thought I'd talk to you before you were checking in while you were on break or something like that, and I hadn't heard you on here much, but it's good to hear you this morning.
I also play with Hey Jeff whenever I'm at home. I try to split my receives a little bit and keep my scotch a little high for Doug for MYK, but if I don't normally hear people during the day, so I mainly just play with 10 meter while I can. I'm actually trying to study up, get my general license.
That's what I've been trying to do. It seems like life keeps getting in the way, though. I've got my license back in September, but just can't find the time to sit down and devote to get my general right now.
And that, actually, whenever I took my technician license, I went ahead and tried to get my general right there. I found it a little funny because a lot of this general stuff I actually do for a living, so I just find it a little funny. I just got to study up on the radio side of things with general class stuff.
And I was a mechanic for several years, almost 20, so the electrical part of it I get, but I have to study up on the RF side of things.
Let me go and let you go, Patrick. KO4HK, this was KO4NH, 73 to you, Patrick. I'll be clear after your final.
HKX to KO4NNH, and I'll be monitoring.
KO4HK, this is KO4NH. You still there, Patrick?
Still here.
Yeah, I was actually in the weird dead zone in my commute over up to Greer. Had to quickly pay the toll on 185 real quick.
I'm down there most time during the day, mobile, and I hit several dead spots down there, and I'll hit one here in just a few minutes myself.
It'd be amazing that you're along 185 a lot. I normally don't hit this road often. I'm normally on like 85 but that's if I'm actually going up around the upstate a little bit. I'm normally in the Pelzer or Piedmont area most of the time.
Route, so I'm all over the upstate down there. I don't go down below Wade Hampton, but I'm from Greer all the way over to Easley and up into Traveler's Rest, coming up toward the state line.
Amazing, actually. Maybe you might know my father. Kilo is Kilo India 4 Mike Romeo Alpha. His name's also Fred. He used to be a mechanic for 22 years before he got out of it and became a loadmaster for cargo planes.
Depends on where he worked at. We got dedicated shops that we run to and see every week, so if he was in one of mine, I might know him. I've only been doing the tool thing about 6 years, though.
So. You may know him, then. He used to work at Bradshaw for a little bit, and then he left Bradshaw to go work at the airport.
Fred?
Name is me, Fred.
It sounds familiar, but I did Bradshaw for a little while. It wasn't one of my stops. We didn't have a distributor for that area, so I covered it for a little bit. So I may know him if I seen him.
I'm about to drag him out one of the ham fests soon, then. Whichever one you're going to go to, I might have to ask him if he knows you at all.
Ask him if he knows Patrick Keever for Matco Tools.
There's a very good chance, then. There is a very, very good chance. He has a good bit of Matco Tools along with Snap-on.
Mechanics do. They got a wide variety. You get a few of them that are die-hard one brand or the other, but most of them are buying from whoever can get it the cheapest or the fastest.
Yeah, I was considering going either Matco or Snap-on whenever I entered the, I used to be a press technician in the plant in Spartanburg. I had to buy my own tools. I ended up going with Gear Wrench and a little bit of Harbor Freight thrown in the mix. Harbor Freight, actually, in my opinion, they have some good tools, but that's just me.
I've turned wrenches for 20 years. I've got Snap-on, Matco, Mac, Hornwell, Craftsman, Proto, all kinds of stuff in mind. So, I mean, I know how it goes.
Yeah, honestly, I've been disappointed by my gear and set yet. So, a little bit of Marvin Freight stuff, though. I tried to bring the plant I'm working at right now. It did not last 8 weeks. Who knows? Maybe I might have to get a hold or find one here else and go get some brake bars or something.
Anything I can do, just give me. I'll help you any way I can get you in contact with who you need to. Glad to help.
Right now, my plant's providing me all my tools, finally, so who knows? Maybe one day in the future, I might need that one specialty tool. I'll definitely hit you up, Patrick.
Good. So you're heading home to go to bed, I guess, now.
So I'm on my way to my parents' house in Greer to help out with family matters right now. They got something going on that requires their attention. They need my help and my assistance.
All right. Well, I don't know how traffic is down there on Friday mornings lately, but you be careful up here. It's nice and beautiful up here where I'm at, and I'm the only car on the road.
I'm 385 right now, and I actually just realized I'm out in the Coosterville area. I'm in the Greenville area now. It's actually not that bad this way. I'm actually about to take the exit towards 85, though. But so far, so good. I've noticed the mornings are actually really, really slow for northbound.
What mobile rig you get to go in your vehicle there?
With a Yaesu FTM 300DR. Paired up with a Comet antenna and a trunk mount. The setup I was using before was a Yaesu 70DR with a little mag mount.
I'm running an ID5108 with a little Comet mag mount on top of my skirt. Normally this radio would hit my tool truck, but he got totaled back in November, so I just put it in here for temporary until I can get another truck back.
Yeah, I was debating going mag mount or going trunk mount. I just decided upon trunk mount for my vehicle. Well, I had I owned a vehicle, I might as well. And I figured I plan on going to a mobile HF rig here eventually. I plan on eventually having the permanent system of permanent setup.
Try that one again, either you or I are breaking up. I got about half of it.
Back with that, Patrick. You're down the noise now with the KO4NH variety.
And that's in my dead spot I was telling you about. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Enjoyed the conversation this morning. Be careful out there and look forward to talking to you again. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, you have a great day, man. Honestly, I hope you have a great week as well. If I don't talk to you between now and the end of the weekend. 7-3 to you as well, HK. KO4 HKA, this was KO4 NH. KO4 NH still monitoring.